Unique music, astounding performance, and sustainable food. What else do you need for a great festival? Here, joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, is Tom Supple, the curator for Vivid for Carriage Works, to talk about the huge program that they've just unleashed for this June's Vivid Festival. Good morning, Tom. How are you going today?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your, must be an incredibly busy schedule, to have a chat with us, because this lineup is massive and very impressive.
Oh, thanks very much. I mean, it's a pretty wonderful thing to be able to put together a contemporary music program for Carriage Works. It's an amazing building. They do incredible programming annually. And it's great to be able to have some contemporary music in those incredible performance spaces.
Anything in specific you're looking forward to? I can tell you from a 2SER perspective, we love Floodlights at the moment. We've been playing heaps of their stuff. Kobe D and JK47, and also the Astral People Vivid Party looks pretty amazing too.
Yeah, look, we're really happy with the program this year. I mean, I have to say, you know, one of the great things about this program is all the various program partners that we've been able to work with. So you mentioned Astral there. It's an amazing event that happens annually. Previously, it's been at the Sydney Opera House, but we've moved it into Carriage Works this year to occupy both Bay 17 and Bay 20 in the public space. There's a huge lineup, as you said, headlined by Flying Lotus. It's going to be an amazing day, starting in the afternoon, running into the evening. But one of the things I'm really excited about, as you mentioned there, is the Kobe D, JK47 double headline show. You know, two amazing First Nations MCs in the building in Bay 17. And the really special part of that show, actually, is Fluent and Inkaby, so two artists coming all the way from WA. So we've sort of created there a bit of an East Coast, West Coast style hip-hop collaboration in that way. So Fluent and his son Inkaby, who's actually only 10 years old,
isn't that amazing? 10 years old, yeah. Rapping on stage.
Yeah, incredible artist, honestly. Fluent's a really important member of the community over in Perth on Noongarbujja, and it's going to be wonderful to host them in Sydney for it's definitely Inkaby's first show. I'm pretty sure it's actually Fluent's as well.
I hope it's his first show. I hope he's not coming off the back of a 20-date tour.
No, just a few, you know, guest spots that he's done so far. He's actually got a few tracks out there online as well. Like I said, I think he's one to watch, to be honest. At 10 years old, he's a very, very, very impressive young man.
Oh, that's awesome. And Soft Center's returning to Carriage Works with a bit of left-field club noise and ambient music.
Absolutely. I mean, again, as I said, one of our amazing program partners there, Soft Center, such an important group of people, you know, championing experimental and emerging avant-garde music in Sydney. And this is their annual kind of larger festival event. So again, taking a venue takeover across all the spaces in Carriage Works. You know, building on the success of last year, which is an amazing event. So it's great to have them back again.
That's the thing as well. For people who haven't been to Carriage Works before, the buildings are absolutely beautiful and the space is just sort of so much new and interesting and different stuff you can do with it. And you really sort of use it to its maximum potential.
Yeah, we're really trying. I mean, you know, obviously Vivid, it's a light festival. So incorporating kind of lighting installation and video is a kind of important part of the kind of production elements of all of these shows. And last year we featured a work by Sam Whiteside in the public space. This year we'll be doing a kind of larger lighting installation across all of those areas. So, you know, trying to create that exciting mood of the Vivid Festival across all of the spaces at Carriage Works.
And something new for Vivid for this year is there's going to be a bit more of a focus on food, and you're going to have the night markets there for one night only, curated by sustainable chef Matt Stone.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is a much-loved event in Sydney, the night market, so reprised and reshaped here for the Vivid Festival. And as you say, curated by Matt Stone across the kind of the more kind of industrial spaces in Carriage Works. So, you know, a really great compliment to be able to feature food as well as contemporary music and lighting installation as part of the Vivid Festival this year at Carriage Works.
Yeah, good to have Matt Stone there. He's the chef involved, and we've had a few discussions on here about the Greenhouse by Joost documentary. So good to have Matt Stone there doing that. You do sort of, whenever you go to the markets there at Carriage Works, you always see the top chefs there. My mum saw Kylie Kwong there one day, went weak at the knees.
Yeah, really. I think she's a kind of local, actually, Kylie. She sort of always seems to be in and around the space. She's a good friend of Daniel, who used to work in the building. So
yeah.
Not surprising.
And Mum will be stoked that Flying Lotus is there as well.
That's great.
There is so much going on.
I see her in the front row.
Yeah. There's so much going on. Where can people go to get tickets and for further information?
Just go straight to the Carriageworks website. So that is just carriageworks.com.au.
Tom Supple, curator of Vivid at Carriageworks, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
No worries. Have a great Monday and have a good week.